another week.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi. It's, I gotta close the doors. They're driving me crazy.
Really?
Hold on.
It's gonna make it freezing in here. You have to close both of them?
Just that one.
Well, that one bothers me more.
Oh, my God. Which one? You want me to go open it again? You want me to close that one?
Close that one.
Hi, everybody. It's 6:05. Time for Shut Up, Weirdo. We're closing doors, but we're also opening them.
Oh, wow. That was something.
Wait, you want this one open?
That's good. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
Here we are. We're on, let's see. It's kind of like the final countdown of summer.
Da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da.
It is the final.
It's a show, let's see. We got 5 left.
I don't like this chair.
So, if we're counting down, this is 5. Let's see. Is there anything we need to talk about before we get going here?
Where were you last week?
No, you were the one that was out.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you go? You went to a pinball tournament. How'd it go? Did you win?
I went to Bridgeville, Pennsylvania.
Tell us more.
20 minutes outside of Pittsburgh. Trash. And we had an Airbnb from hell.
Oh, tell us more.
And when we walked in, it smelled like cat urine.
Oof.
And then we bring all our food, and I don't know why we have to bring so much food. Like, literally no one else fits in my car, which is a station wagon, because we have so much food. And the tournaments are like 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so we have to, like, pack breakfast and lunch and dinner. And then we were going to go make our dinners. We brought these really nice steaks. And then it started to smell weird. And then the fire alarm went off. And then the fire alarm went off again. And then we were trying to get out of there. But Airbnb was telling us, don't leave until you talk to the host. But it was really late at night, so we couldn't leave. And then I cried.
I would cry, too. So what'd you do? You slept in the cat piss?
We slept there that night. We both woke up with horrible headaches. And we were like, we cannot stay here again. And then we moved to a hotel, but we spent 4 days keeping 4 coolers going of food because the refrigerator was so tiny. So we were like going.
Why did you bring? Oh, well, I guess it makes sense if you're doing an Airbnb.
We always do weird stuff like that. And then I cried a lot.
I don't do Airbnbs anymore,
no,
man.
No, they're not the same.
No, they're not the same. Hotels are far superior, and you don't have to like take out the trash on your way out.
So I cried a lot, and then people thought I was crying because I was doing bad in the tournament. And I had to keep saying, I'm not crying because I'm doing bad. And then a mom walked up and she was like, you want some gum? And I was like, I'm not crying. She was like, why don't you just mix it up? Here's some gum.
Gum?
Yeah, I don't
know. Just chewing gum?
Yeah, like that. Like,
is that
changes
code for
your
something?
I think it changes your state of mind.
I mean, that's probably like what she does for her kids.
Yeah. So then I microdosed and then I got stressed out. So then I Googled, is it okay to take a Xanax after you microdose?
Got it.
And I was surprised that the answer was yes. And then I thought, I hope my mom doesn't read by Google searches.
Because then you told me that the answer is yes, but it can offset the effects of
it can cancel it out. Yeah.
Did it?
I don't know.
So that gives you all the context for tonight's topic, which is, what is your most shameful internet search?
Or right? AI chat.
I mean, it could be Google. It could be ChatGPT. I don't care. If you use Yahoo, don't call us. But, like, you know what
we... What about AOL?
You know what we mean.
Remember when old people used to think AOL was the internet?
And it was like the...
Yeah. Well, I don't remember that. I'm not that old.
I am. And I'm younger than you.
I know. I didn't have internet, though.
What? Oh, they didn't have that in Puerto Rico?
No. When I got to college, I didn't have internet yet.
Oh. Okay.
You had internet in high school?
No, I think no. Did I? No, I think I had it my first year in college. I would email my mom. Yeah. We had email. But it was like once a week thing. It wasn't like an everyday thing. Anyway, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, tell us about your most shameful Google search, ChatGPT search, conversation, whatever. We want to know all of your embarrassing things. We will be judging, but we will also be having a good time laughing with you. As always, our favorite call wins a free t-shirt. You can join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. If you call right now, you'll get through because we don't have a single freaking call.
What?
201-209-9368. 9368. There we go. I'm gotta wait for the board to be full. Michelle, what are you doing?
It's
work. Are you Google searching?
It's work related.
Oh. Tell Ken to stop bothering you.
It's not Ken. I was trying to find out if Billy Jam was here in real life or not.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. You didn't let me finish my
text. I guess we'll find out at 6:58.
I guess we will.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about your embarrassing internet searches.
I want my hangover to go away.
No, you're not hungover. Do you want some of this vodka?
No. No.
Do you want some of this White Claw?
Never.
Do you want some of this seventh generation cleaning spray?
I'll huff that.
Yeah, I figured.
I'll huff that. 201-209-9368. We need some calls. What is going on?
I don't know.
No calls?
I'll tell you what mine is.
All right.
I'm not ready yet. I need a little more drink.
Do we have no calls?
Mine's embarrassing. We need one more. 201-209-9368. The rule is I don't answer until the board is full.
Why do you have that rule?
Because I like it. But and it sets the stage for the rest of the show. Board full beginning means board full ending.
I see.
You're with me. Here we go, baby. We got the phones on?
Yes.
All right, let's go. You ready?
Yes.
Take a deep breath.
I'm ready.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Joe. How are you guys doing today?
What up, dude?
Hanging in. So one of the great pleasures of the late 90s, early 2000s was playing Miss Pac-Man at Welcome to the Johnson.
Yes.
And the classic move of that table was that Miss Pac-Man was 90% faster than the ghost. And so the setting of Miss Pac-Man, to me, is key to the enjoyment of that game. And today I was in a town in Pennsylvania and found a Miss Pac-Man table with multiple games on it. And I was frustrated upon putting my quarters in that Miss Pac-Man was slow. So I decided to see if ChatGPT could tell me the cheat codes to get Miss Pac-Man up to speed.
Did it work?
And no.
So you were cheating.
I wasn't cheating. You know, there's like...
You literally said cheat code.
The owner of the machine has the option of creating Miss Pac-Man going 70 miles an hour or 10. And it's a real Bogart
really?
Game,
true?
In my opinion. If she's going 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that true that the owner of the machine can change the speed?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
What kind of shiz is that?
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would choose Miss Pac-Man to be slow.
Or so why would they even make it adjustable? I don't understand. So it's not an even game.
Yeah, it's not fair at all when the goats go faster than you. So first, ChatGPT suggested.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Left,
we don't.
Left,
no,
right,
we don't. No. Nope.
Nope.
We do not care about the answer. We do not need the cheat codes for Mrs. Pac-Man. But well, I gotta be honest. Sorry, Ms. Is she unmarried? This is not that shameful.
It's not.
I know you've done worse.
Well, likely so. But I. This was a specific. I mean, if you want to talk about me fixing my washing machine via ChatGPT.
No, we've had also enough. You could have just said goodbye nice.
Sorry, I hung up on the first caller. I asked for permission.
And I said no.
I didn't listen.
Then don't ask.
You're right, I'm sorry. I couldn't take it.
I know, but why don't you just say, okay, bye, pal, thanks.
Because he wouldn't hear me anyway over his own thoughts and his own voice and his own freaking self-absorption.
But the callers might hear you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you know what? Our callers are probably like, hang up on this dude. Also, the way he says words was driving me nuts. Did you notice?
No.
He was like, I wish I remembered. It was weird.
Well, he did say he started the call with ciao.
Did he?
Yeah.
I should have hung up immediately.
I thought you were going to burn him for that.
I should have. I didn't even notice.
201-209-9368. Franny's not going to hang up on anyone else.
Yes, I am.
I know.
If you make me mad.
If you met me, I'd hang up on you. Can I say something?
Sure, always. This is your show.
We have a magazine, FMU does. It's called LCD, which stands for Lowest Common Denominator.
I didn't get one.
And you will get one if you pledged $75 or more during the marathon and you live in the United States. So, or you are Swipe for Life. But if you are neither of those things, you can get one by going to the website that I came up with, iwantmylcd.com. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because there always has to be like a Michelle plug. Keep going.
I designed the whole thing.
I was going to say it for you. Why'd you do it? I was going to say it. Michelle designed it all.
Creative director and managing editor.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, but I've worked with a lot of amazing artists, and it's really beautiful, and I hope you will get a copy.
I just want you to know that Space Cowboy on the comments board says, Frangry should be able to hang up whenever, however. Correct.
Nice. Space Cowboy, do you want to be the co-host for the next
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about your most embarrassing internet search, and that Miss Pac-Man thing was not what we're talking about. Okay? Mine recently is about a guy, and I'm a 46-year-old woman.
You haven't even told me this.
No, I haven't. There's a guy who asked for my phone number. Said, "Let's get a drink. What's your phone number?"
Where'd you meet him?
Then he texts me, "Hey, it's whatever guy from this place." And I'm like, haha, cool.
Where'd you meet him?
And then that's it. What was the point of all of that? Why did you say, "Let's get a drink"? Why did you get my phone number? Why did you text me?
Maybe you said something that bothered him in the text.
It was literally, I said,
where'd you meet him?
We ran into each other at a restaurant. No, not that restaurant. I'll tell you the details after. But what was the point of all of that? So I asked ChatGPT.
Why do men ghost me?
Yeah. I said, why hasn't he texted me?
You did not.
I did. And ChatGPT went bananas. So let me tell you about ChatGPT. It always agrees with you.
Yeah, it has to now because of all those people
who
committed
suicide. Which is dangerous, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I just went for it to tell me, like, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And it worked because he did. That's what ChatGPT told me. So now ChatGPT just started making fun of the dude.
Really?
Like burning him to hell on my on the thing, which was amazing. But yeah, the dude, like, what was the point of all of that?
I'm not sure.
Like, I'm a 46-year-old woman. I'm not 22.
Remind me to tell you something about AI later.
Okay.
And bots.
I look forward to it.
You're going to laugh.
All right, well, that was my embarrassing one. And frankly, I should get the t-shirt because I'm a 46-year-old woman who asked chat why a guy didn't text me.
You're 47, aren't you?
No, I'm 46. I will be
47.
I thought
we were 3 years apart.
I'm in 1979, but in December, so I turned 47 this year. Mm. Thanks for calling me out. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, you two. It's Joe Mulligan. How you doing?
Hey. Whoa, Francine just choked on her White Claw.
Oh, my God. Hi, Joe. How are you?
All right.
Good to hear from you.
You too. So I have an embarrassing search that I did.
Let's hear it.
And I had constipation.
Ugh.
And it was in the middle of the night. It was like Saturday night, and I did not want to spend a night in the hospital.
Wait, hold on.
Why would you have to go to the hospital?
Yeah. Michelle doesn't love this kind of talk.
It was painful. It was really painful.
Like, and
it was
in your belly?
Excruciatingly painful.
All right, tell the story fast, because I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, Michelle doesn't like poo talk.
Okay, I'll say it real quick, and that'll be done. The search was, is it safe to pluck marbles while you're constipated?
I don't even know what that means.
To what marbles?
Pluck? Are we allowed to say this on the air? Are you getting us in trouble?
No, it's not dirty. It's just asking if I could kind of get rid of it my own without the hospital.
Oh, you were asking if you could use your appendages to help yourself move along.
Exactly.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
If you had a woman around, she would have known that. Did you?
Well, I didn't know. I did have a woman around, but we went to the ER instead, and it did spend a whole night.
And did they use their appendages to help you?
first they ask if you want to have an enema.
Mm-hmm. I want a colonic.
Well, whatever.
So what'd you do?
I don't know what the difference is. And I was like, no way. And then I could hear this other person right next to me going, oh, oh, oh. And that person was getting the same thing.
Dude.
So I was like, okay,
get
all right,
the enema.
Boys
get
are so weird
enema.
About having things put up their butts.
I know. Grow up. First of all, yes, you can use your appendages if you need to. It's not a huge deal. Just wash your hands. But also, get the enema. You'll feel so much better.
I did,
yeah.
And it did feel better, and
yeah,
everybody's
exactly.
Okay now.
Okay, well, now you know. Now you know.
Thank
all right,
you.
This is a good one. Have a good one, Joe. 201-209-9368. Michelle's laughing at me because I'm drinking a little mini airplane bottle of vodka. But you know what? I'm not hungover like you are, Michelle.
Boom. You will be tomorrow.
No, I won't. From an airplane vodka and a White Claw?
Maybe you'll go home and keep drinking.
No, I won't. I'm going to go home and have a slice of pizza and get in bed.
No, we're going to go to Matt's DJ night.
No, we aren't. I'm going home to cuddle my dog. Hi, you're on the radio.
Where's my dog?
Uh-oh. I think I pressed a button that's wrong.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio?
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God.
My most embarrassing recent Google search was... butt rash.
Okay, bye.
Oh, am I hanging up? I kind of had questions.
I didn't want too many questions on that one.
Is this a bad topic?
Do you think it's a bad topic? Maybe we just need to get the ball rolling.
All right, the ball. I feel like it's rolling. We're already at 6:20 here.
I don't know. We could change it.
Let's see what happens. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, ladies. How are you this evening?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm a little frustrated because I can't listen to the show. But other than that, I'm okay.
Yeah, when you're waiting in line for the phone, you got to turn it off.
But
sorry.
Thank
yeah.
you for respecting those boundaries.
Yeah.
Understood.
So what's up?
So I'd just like to preface this by saying I do not have a learning disability, but I once spent 6 hours trying to figure out how to spell a word before I Googled it, and that word was who. Like, who are you?
Were you drunk
around,
or
I walked
high?
Around the house going, who, but I couldn't figure out how to spell it.
Were you having a mental episode?
I don't know. I kept writing H-O-O down, and I'm like, I know this isn't right, but I couldn't figure out how to spell it, so I had to ask Google.
I'm sorry, I have some personal questions.
Who is a word like an owl?
How old are you?
61.
Female or male?
Female.
Menopause?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I went through menopause early. I went through 50, so no. I think I was just having a moment. One of those senior moments
yeah,
that they tell you that
moment.
You get. I think that was it.
I asked because it sounded like a menopause moment.
Oh, yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, could have been.
Unfortunately, no, I was just dumb.
I love that you were like, H-O-O, but you knew it wasn't right.
Yeah.
But H-O-O is how you spell owl, who.
Yes, who. That's all I could get. Who. Like, yeah. Yeah. So that's my embarrassing moment.
Thank you for calling.
All right, have a good one, Mrs.
Have a good one.
What's that bell doing there?
I don't know, but I want to ring it.
All right, you can ring it.
Wait, I want to use it for a special occasion.
Okay.
Can I just do it once?
Yeah.
It's like a hotel.
It's very loud.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh my God, I love it.
I wonder why it's here.
I don't know, but it makes me happy.
You got to meet Bucci.
Oh yeah, I met Bucci, and he introduced himself by his government name.
Yeah, he did. Everyone was like, what?
Everyone was like, what? That's Bucci. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's your most embarrassing internet search? And so far, nobody's brought it. We want some really embarrassing stuff. Like, we want to be cringing with you. 201-209-9368. Our favorite call gets a t-shirt. And sometimes two people get a t-shirt. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Okay, so you said ChatGPT, right?
Yeah, those work too. That's the internet.
Okay, so basically, like, I was like, I have a favorite movie, right? And
mm-hmm.
I was like, chat, Can you tell me why it's my favorite movie and, like, give me, like, a questionnaire to, like, fill out? Because I just, like, I knew it was, like, somewhere in, like, an 80% movie to me, but I felt like if I did the questionnaire, I'd find out if it was 90.
Wait, what is the movie? Drive.
What the hell? That's the weirdest question.
To know what the movie is?
No, or guess.
I can't reveal the movie.
No, yes, you have to.
Oh, God.
No cursing. Thank
you. I'm blanking.
No, no. Wow.
Give us the movie.
Oh, God, it's Monster in Law.
Which one is that one with J-Lo?
This one with
Jane Fonda.
I just needed to know if it was a 90 in my heart.
That movie's amazing.
It kind of is.
I feel that J-Lo is very good at rom-coms, and I would give almost all of her rom-com movies like 100s.
I've never really seen any, but I like
Wanda Sykes in there? Like,
dude,
come on.
You should not be ashamed of this. So what did ChatGPT do? Did it give you a questionnaire?
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened?
Like, it gave, like, Scantron energy.
So
funny.
ChatGPT is so weird.
This is a list one.
But, like, it was like, one question at a time, so it became an activity for myself.
That's fun.
Oh, I always tell it one thing at a time, please. Because it's, like, very overwhelming.
But can it just, like, stop working, and then it's, like, sign up for the real version?
Well, I pay $20 a month for it.
$20 a month?
Well, my business pays for it. I don't.
Yeah, that's pretty trash, but I need to know where Monster in Law.
So then how did it end up with chat?
Thanks, chat.
So what happened?
Well,
you
guys,
like,
made me feel better.
Yeah,
feel
no, like you should not be ashamed of this. That movie's great.
What's your name?
John.
John, you're on the list for Monster in Law. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
I wonder if the internet will tell me why I like the movie Pitch Perfect so
ChatGPT will tell you everything you're asking. It's just, is it accurate?
Well...
Oh, my God, the dog is, like, stalking me.
She wants to be pet.
I know, but she gets hair all over my cute lesbian outfit.
Pony, come here.
I'm sorry, Pony.
Lesbian mom hates you.
My dog doesn't have hair like you, Pony. But
Pony, come here.
Love
she
you.
Hates you.
I don't come hate here. Her. I love her very
come
much.
Come here, Pony.
She is the reason I got a dog.
She's the reason a lot of people around here
when
got a
I
dog.
When I saw you with her, I was like, I'm next.
Come here. She made me more approachable, is what Ken said.
She definitely softened you up.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh my God, she's a cuddle puddle. Schmelly isn't like that.
Yeah. Pony's the best dog.
Yeah, she's the greatest. Minus the hair. 201-209-9368. Call us. What's your most embarrassing internet search? Can be Google, can be chat. We don't care.
We don't care.
We're not judging that part. We're just judging the rest.
John had it right with that phone call.
What? Oh, yeah, that was good. That was the vibe. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Fwangui. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? What's your name, buddy?
I'm Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, where are you from?
I live in Snow Camp, North Carolina.
Wow, you got a killer accent on you, Kevin.
Hey. Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed to tell you about
Oh, my God, we can't wait to hear it. Do you want us to disguise your voice? We can do that.
I actually don't know
that?
How to do
thank
that.
Thank you, please.
No, I don't know how please. To do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll do it. Don't worry. It's on. You got it on, right, Michelle? Yeah, thanks, Michelle.
Oh, yeah, I think I figured it out.
Can you put me on the dark, grumbly, mysterious
You're
voice?
On the dark web now. Okay, go. Okay. Tell us.
Well, so I'm very susceptible to clickbait. You know, whenever I see something that's celebrity-related, I kind of am like, oh, what? I didn't know about that movie that the person didn't feel good about this role or something like that. And then I end up... I just feel like, or even advertisements, I kind of fall for that too. Like
okay,
and
okay, Kevin.
Get to the point, Kevin.
I'm trying. You guys are so good. You guys, I've been on the phone for 20 minutes.
I know, sorry. Come on, let's get to it.
So I just feel embarrassed. Like, it could be that, like, I'm attracted to this actress I didn't realize, and then I'm like, wait, what movies was she in? But most of the time it's like things like I'm looking up about a movie that I never want to see or care about. And I'm just, like, fact-checking like dumb things that I saw. I go on Instagram and then it takes me to Threads, and then on Threads it's just even worse.
That's just a waste of your damn time. But
Kevin, I gotta tell you,
we need to talk about Kevin.
None of this is embarrassing so far.
Oh, it's not?
No. Everyone is Googling random stuff all day long. Like, it's just part of the way we live our lives. That's just like, if I have a question, I just Google it. But we want to hear about your most embarrassing one. Like, are you a 46-year-old woman who asked ChatGPT why a guy didn't text you? No, that's embarrassing, okay?
Yeah, I've never used ChatGPT.
Okay, it could be Google. That's not the point.
AI ever. I know I'm constantly getting...
All right, have a good one.
Love you, Kevin.
Did you see I didn't hang up? I said goodbye.
Yeah, you did say goodbye. People aren't getting it.
They're really not. How do we make them get it?
I'm not sure. I feel like it's not that complicated.
It's really not. I honestly, when we walked in here, was like, this is a no-brainer topic. Yeah. Like, it's going to be off the chain the whole hour.
201-209-9368. There's only one person on the dang list.
Because you guys are imbeciles.
And we have a lot of t-shirts, so there could be two winners.
It's like they can't figure out what's embarrassing versus what's not.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
But I wonder why they can't figure that out.
Yeah, it's like maybe they don't want to confess. I confessed. You confessed.
201-209-9368. We're not joking around.
We're not joking around.
I got hair in my eye.
Gross. It's dog hair.
I know.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Left the minute you said that. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, so just one quick question. I don't want to be another Kevin. But this isn't normally Michelle with one L's time slot, but is this Puerto Rican Michelle with one L on the other end of the radio?
Yeah.
Wow. That was tripping me out because I did not know what was happening.
I had this show before I had Feelings, but what is your...
Yeah, it was Michelle with one L. This program is called Feelings, yes.
Yeah. What's your embarrassing internet search?
Okay, so, I mean, this is going back, like, months, possibly, like, a year.
It doesn't matter when it happened.
But I heard somebody say the word goon, and I was like, I'm thinking goon, like an Italian mob thing, like, but it wasn't used in that context, so I was like... It was called gooning. I was like, what does that mean? And then I looked it up. I'm like, wow, I am so stupid.
What does it mean?
I don't want to say it on the radio. It might not be.
This is not embarrassing. Googling a word that you don't know is not embarrassing.
If you look it up, it'll be very embarrassing, I promise.
All right, have a good one. Okay, I think I need to set some parameters.
Okay.
Googling something you don't know is normal. That's what Google is for. Everybody, okay? We're talking embarrassing things like if you can't figure this out. Michelle's example was she Googled as, how old are you, Michelle?
50.
A 50-year-old woman, she Googled, can I take Xanax on top of mushrooms? Embarrassing! And I Googled, as a 46-year-old woman, why hasn't this loser texted me? Embarrassing! We want embarrassing. We don't just want to know what you're Googling. We don't care what you're Googling. God damn it.
Matt Warwick had a good one. How many bananas is too many bananas?
See? Embarrassing. That's an embarrassing question.
Is that my dog?
Yeah, she ran out the door.
Pony.
I told you I should have closed the door.
She's fine.
Shouldn't I have closed the door?
No.
Mm-hmm.
She's fine.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
She's thriving.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, but this better be good because we're getting mad.
Well, I have a really great embarrassing story.
Thank God, the women coming through.
So I'm a nurse and I work in an emergency room at a really big hospital. Ironically, sorry, that's a cat.
All good.
Meowing. But so one night we were in the ER and one of the nurses started talking about what a cat penis looks like. And I had no idea. So I did a Google image search.
Oh.
Yeah. And whenever all the images came up, ironically, my computer froze. Oh. And in order to get the programs restarted, you have to call IT. They have to remote log into your computer.
Oh, no. That's See, what we're talking about.
This is what I'm talking about. What's your name, sister?
My name is Heather.
Heather, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt. And that was a great call.
Nice call.
Awesome. Well My done. You too. Set the bar. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Have a good one.
Oh, the cat is so excited.
And the cat with the penis is meowing.
Yeah.
See? Men?
They don't know anything.
I think next week we should have a ladies-only show.
We might have to.
Because the men are bringing the caliber of the show down. I got to be honest.
Yep.
It's exhausting.
They are.
And they don't text you. Why did they ask for your phone number? 201-209-9368. Makes no sense. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God, I made it on. Hi.
Oh, thank God it's a lady. Hi, how are you?
You know me.
Do we?
You do.
What's your name?
Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Olivia. What's up, friends? What's up?
I'm driving. I had to call.
You have a car?
What? Tell us everything.
Things are good.
Royalty. Aww. Radio royalty.
Seriously, the Queen Olivia has called
Shut up, you guys. Stop. Stop. Continue.
What's your embarrassing one? I bet you have a good one.
Oh, this better be good.
I mean, I feel like what's embarrassing about it is that I have to be in incognito.
Wait, like the browser mode?
I'm always in incognito.
Oh, I'm not.
Even when you look at pornography?
Am I supposed to be doing that?
Yes.
What do you mean?
That's what I was about to say. Whenever I search porn or something, I have to be in incognito
mode. Oh, me too.
Didn't even know that was a thing that I should be doing.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I don't know if you should be doing it. It makes me feel like I'm 12 and I'm like nervous that my parents are going to see
me or something. Who am I hiding it from? I don't care.
I don't know.
That's the thing. I'm like, I don't know why I'm hiding this, but I just can't do it if I'm not in incognito mode.
Oh, my God.
I feel the same way.
So funny. I've never even thought about it.
I don't need
them. I can't have my parents see or my friend or I don't know who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, my mom doesn't need to know that I only watch lesbian porn.
You're going
to...
Nobody can know.
Oh, Olivia, I miss you.
I miss you guys,
It's so good to hear your voice. We love you.
Love you, too. Have fun.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
That was so cute.
That was cute. If people don't know Olivia, she was music director and hosted a show called Radio Ravioli. You can listen to it on the archive. Pony's hiding in the corner. I don't think she likes the bell.
What? Where?
Under here.
Oh.
She's shaking.
Sorry, Pony. Jesus.
Did Aunt Franny scare you?
I hit it once. And it was like a good moment to hit it to be honest.
It was a good moment.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Pony. Hi.
I'm disguising my voice. It's too incriminating.
You're doing a great job. What's your shameful Google or whatever search?
Well, I'm using AI to obtain a master's degree in computer science.
Can I?
You may.
Thank God. Hi, you're on the radio.
Wow. Hi. Hello.
Hi. What's up? What's your name, buddy?
My name is Ashley.
What's up, Ashley? Tell us about your embarrassing Google search or ChatGPT, whatever, internet search.
So like a week ago, I wanted soup, so I made soup. Uh-huh. But the soup turned out...
No cursing.
Watch your language, please.
Oh, I forgot it's radio. Sorry about that.
Okay. Go ahead.
So
your soup was bad?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was awful. Turns out you can't put milk in the soup when you put it in the microwave. Does not work.
Why? What happens?
Curdles.
Yeah.
You can't put milk in the microwave?
No, but if you put it in with the soup and you put it in and it's too long and the milk curdles and it comes out awful.
You ate that?
No, I threw it away. I didn't.
What's
eat
the
it.
Embarrassing search?
I'm yeah, missing. What was the embarrassing search?
No, the embarrassing search is that I asked ChatGPT to make that sound more embarrassing. Because that was the only thing I could think of.
Wow.
Michelle, can I?
Bye, Ashley.
Dude, I don't understand what people are not understanding about it. Like, it is the most... It's the cleanest topic we've ever done.
I don't understand. Men are simple people. I really didn't think this would be so hard for them.
Why is this so hard for anyone?
The women are doing okay.
Are they? I don't know. I feel like no one's doing okay. Everyone is just telling us about their stupid Google searches, which is... Stupid is very different from embarrassing.
Yes.
Guys. Like, let's make that distinction.
Yes.
We're all doing stupid ones all day long.
Yeah.
Embarrassing is a completely different beast.
Yes. Like, why is my soup bad is one thing.
Right.
Why doesn't my dad love me
is Can a I pour one. Soup on my boobs is, like, the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay? Guys, come on. Come on.
201-209-9368. Let's get it together.
I'm done. I'm going to start hanging up on people because I'm getting pissed.
Okay.
I'm getting pissed.
Okay.
I mean, we've got 20 minutes left. I need some good calls.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go home and cry.
Please don't.
I'm going to go home and I'm going to ask ChatGPT, why did my show suck tonight? Okay?
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Whoa.
Pissed.
Hey, is it still the most embarrassing thing?
Yeah, hurry up. You don't have a lot of time.
Okay, well, I was a caddy at a country club, and it was my first time training in, and I kept drinking Sprites the whole time because they were being offered to me, and on the back nine, I all of a sudden had to really, really go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and there was nowhere to do it, and I wet my pants.
What does this have to do with the Google search?
I don't know.
I'm done. Can Billy Jam come now? Like, I don't... What is wrong with men?
I don't know. I don't understand why he thought that was the topic.
I don't think he did.
He just wanted to tell his story as a troll?
He's being a jerk. Yeah.
This is why we can't do this anymore.
This is why we can't have nice things. You guys wonder why we're not here all year round?
Yeah, this is why.
This is why. This is an easy topic. You can't figure it out.
Unbelievable.
I'm so angry. Like, my fake plastic nails are ripping into my skin.
Are they press on?
Yeah, they are.
I love a press on. Oh, I do press ons all the time. What brand do you do? Good.
Olive and June, baby.
Yeah, they're nice.
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm just going to hang up on the men. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hurry up, dude.
We've all done it. We Google our ex's boyfriend or girlfriend.
Okay, so if we've all done it, then it's not that embarrassing. Do you understand how that works?
If somebody catches, if you're current...
I'm scaring the dog. I'm sorry, Pony, I love you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, thank God. It's a woman.
So, a couple of months ago, I opened up a random tin and found, like, an eight-month-old roach that I had taken, like, two puffs out of, like, 8 months ago.
And yeah. So
I smoked it, and then the next day, I got, like, really sick. And I was just kind of, like... Did I do this for myself for, like, no good reason? Like, that's just stupid. Like, why? And so I went down a whole rabbit hole asking clarifying questions. And, yeah, like, I probably smoked mold and fungus spores.
Oh, my God!
How old are you?
49.
You're too old for that.
There's, like, no reason. There's just no good reason.
What's your name? What's your name?
Melissa,
you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt. Listen, I find it interesting that only the women know how to...
Yeah.
Okay.
God. You'll be okay. 15 more minutes.
It's just so easy.
I know.
It's like we're asking people to tie their shoes and they can't do it.
I know.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what's your most embarrassing internet search? And by embarrassing, we mean actually embarrassing. It's not something weird that everyone searches. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Great, I think. I mean, actually terrible, but how are you?
I know. I feel your pain.
Thank you.
You can't seem to get what you want.
No, I'm not getting what I want. And it's very easy to give me what I want. And no one's giving it to me. So what's up
I'm
with you?
I'm going to give it to you. And
please
you're going
do.
To be, it's a drop the mic moment.
Great. Can't wait. We're waiting.
You ready?
I just said we're waiting. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, hurry
I didn't,
up.
I didn't know you were really waiting.
Oh, you're terrifying him.
I'm pissed.
Go ahead.
Don't yell at me because
just
you know,
hurry
it's
up.
Embarrassing, right?
Oh my god.
Okay, tell the story, dude. She's gonna kill
embarrassing
you.
Embarrassing and humiliating at the same thing.
Embarrassing and humiliating aren't the same thing.
No, they're very different, actually.
They're probably two emotions men don't realize are different. You know that?
Men don't realize a lot of freaking things.
You're scaring the dog.
I'm sorry, Pony. I love you very much. This has nothing to do with you. It's our stupid call.
Are you going to Google why does Frangry hate me?
This is how I feel. I might just leave this on for the next 15 minutes.
Better than the show.
It is. Oh my god, all of them are like this.
Well, now you're terrifying.
Well, I should be. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio?
Yeah.
Finally. So, I don't know. I just tuned in. So, it has to be an embarrassing story that does with a Google search.
201-209-9368.
Why don't you explain the topic again?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
I mean, how many times do I have to explain it?
This one, I feel I can tell is embarrassing because I literally would never tell anybody.
Please, yes, that's the kind of call we want. You are confessing an embarrassing. Maybe I should have said confess.
Yeah.
I don't think this is on me. Sorry.
It would be kind of like a what
Hurry
I would
up.
Consider an embarrassing. So it would be the search for like a method to uninvert nipples.
Do you have inverted nipples?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the answer?
So it'd be for like.
Can you?
Like searching
yeah,
for.
Yeah, can you?
A non-invasive, non-surgical method to do that. So
what's
really
the answer?
Amazon.com search.
That's not that embarrassing.
No, this is pretty good, though. It's a confession.
But I also just want to know what
the
answer
what
is.
What happened?
Yeah.
So it's like, there are like small plugs that you put on for like, it's usually for like postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I wouldn't go around like telling people that I'm like looking for like postpartum suction cups.
Oh, it like sucks it out for you?
It's like it's a suction and it happens like slowly over time. So you'd have to wear them under your clothes.
Right. So it's like a woman breastfeeding.
Yes.
Did you get them?
I hadn't.
You should have.
Embarrassed.
Well, no, dude.
Just do it.
Do it. If your nipples are bothering you, you should do it. Get them. Get them.
Order them right now.
Yeah. Can we buy them and send them to your house? We will. You should get them.
That's okay.
Like, we will get them for you. Do it. Get them. Do it. Do it. Tell them.
Do it.
Nipple suctions forever.
Nipple suctions for all my friends.
Dude.
Well, I appreciate
support
that.
You. Do it.
Yeah.
Get them.
That
is not embarrassing at all. Take care of it. If you don't like it, fix it. You're good. Have a good one.
Appreciate it.
I'm so mad. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I was at a bar where they were showing music videos.
Uh-huh.
And they were playing one by Kenny Rogers. And I was convinced in that moment of inebriation that something about his eyes were calling to my soul, so I googled his star chart to see if there was any sinistry there.
And? Are you guys soulmates or what?
Can't say, to be honest with you. There's too much. There's some conjunction there. But
that's really good.
Yeah.
What's your name, sister?
I was not pleased with that search when I came to the next day.
What's your name, sister?
Sharon.
Sharon? You're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Thanks.
All right, have a good one. Only the women understand this topic.
Yeah.
Is it because men don't want to confess?
No.
No. No, it's because they don't want to confess, or no?
It's not because they want to.
It's just because they're stupid?
They're either, like, not embarrassed of anything they do, even though they're total idiots, or they don't understand the difference between embarrassing and humiliating.
Mm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, can you hear me?
It's crazy.
I mean, it's wild.
Where are you?
You sound like you're surfing.
Are you underwater?
I'm in the car. I can take it off speaker if you want me to.
Yes, please do.
I've been in traffic trying to get through for so long.
Roll the
window. Okay, get off speaker. Get off speaker.
Are the windows down? What is going on?
It sounds like you're surfing.
Listen. Here. Wait, I'm
going to
do this.
Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Jesus.
Yeah, sorry. It's the convertible. Okay.
Okay. I'm well, maybe that was a hint that you should put the top up when,
well,
like...
I'm driving on the parkway. I'm driving, like, really fast.
Oh, who God. Is this?
My name is Jan. My whole thing is I'm getting so frustrated listening to these men.
Oh, my God. They're morons.
About Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh, my okay? God. Thank you.
And how has no man looked up a Kathy in his first? That woman is my hero.
I mean, these men are, they just don't understand the topic, honestly. Anyway, what's yours?
So anyway, okay, ready?
Yeah, go.
So I had a little itchiness going on down the yonders.
Got it.
And I wanted to know what it was. I was like, is this an ingrown hair? Is
natural.
It a pimple? Or, oh my God, did I get herpes from that guy?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm Googling it, and I'm trying to look in the mirror. I'm trying to do whatever. I can't get the angle, so I take a picture of it, right?
Uh-huh.
Put it in the Google search.
Oh, no.
Yes. Get distracted. Forget it. Take the picture off my pictures. It came up on the TV.
And my daughter, God.
And her fiancé are sitting in the...
Oh, my God.
So, now my future son-in-law knows what his future wife is going to look like when she's old.
What but is your name, lady?
My name is Jan, and I'm 54, and it wasn't herpes, so thank God. But.
Jan, we love you, and you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt, and chances are you will.
I would love to sport your T-shirt.
And we
love you.
I
tell everybody why I won. So
we are very happy that you do not have herpes.
Thank God.
Amen.
I mean, listen, if you have herpes,
women.
You have herpes.
Yeah.
I'm not shaming anybody with herpes.
Yeah, same.
You know?
More power to you.
I love when they say glitter is the herpes of craft. I want to know why herpes isn't the glitter of STDs. That's my question.
Herpes is, you know, let's not go there. Anyway.
Exactly. All right. Thanks
thank
so
you,
much.
Jan.
I'm gonna continue listening. Have fun.
Have a good one. The women.
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know if I'd rather have herpes or see if my future son-in-law saw my vagina on the big screen. I guess I'd pick vagina on the big screen.
I would pick vagina on the big screen.
But he'd never unsee that.
Herpes is forever.
Yeah, it is.
The other thing is just a
That's
bodily
forever.
Function.
It's not a funk. I mean.
It's just a it's body. A, like,
I
who
don't
cares?
Know. They'll probably get divorced anyway, so.
My God!
Whatever.
Well, you know
Come
how
on,
I feel.
Yeah.
How do I feel?
Marriage is slavery.
Amen, sister. Amen. Marriage is slavery. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. I'm Michelle.
Hi.
So I have a pharmacist that every time I go to pick up my prescription, she always leaves little doodles or cute little stickers on the like the prescription bag. And sorry, I'm nervous. Yeah, the topic is really, it's exposing. So she always leaves these cute notes. And then eventually she started knowing my name before I would, like, CVS, they ask you your last name or whatever. But she knew who I was. She recognized me. There was one time I went in and someone else like one register was open, but
this is about a pharmacist.
No, 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 I have to do them. I have to do it. It's my friend.
Sorry, I need to interrupt. Is this about a pharmacist? Because this show is about Google searches.
This is about a Google search.
Okay, can we get there?
Yes, I was convinced that this person had a crush on me because they were giving me more favorable treatment than I thought they typically would. So I did ask ChatGPT, like gave them the information, and I was like, is it crazy for me to think that there's some connection here? And ChatGPT, of course, just wants to support
you. Chat so was like, no, like, you guys are...
What a beautiful connection you've made. Yeah, what a wonderful human connection.
Dude, it's like ChatGPT is so embarrassing. It just agrees with everything you say. Half
because
the time,
then I
like...
asked it, is it, would it be weird for me to ask them out for
a coffee or
something?
Of course not. Why would that be weird?
ChatGPT was like, no, that's a perfect idea.
What?
That's a wonderful idea.
Why would that be weird? This is your destiny.
That's ridiculous.
That's how ChatGPT is.
Wow.
So did you do it?
I tried to in a very weird, clumsy way, and it didn't really work out. But then one of the times I went there, she did ask me for my Instagram handle. So she started following me on Instagram, and then immediately any of the sweet stuff ended. So it really wasn't, I mean, she knew all of my medical history, but she was giving me my prescriptions, but it was finding out that I was a weirdo on Instagram.
Pretty sure she knew you were a weirdo already. I mean, I knew the minute that you called in, so. And I mean that in a good way. This is Shut Up Weirdo, so.
Yeah.
You're one of us, is what I'm saying.
Thanks.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks.
This show is wild. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have an embarrassing time I searched something on Google.
Please share it.
So, this past winter, I caught, like, that bad bug that was going around.
Uh-huh.
And did, like, a nasal rinse to, like, try to clear my sinuses. And I used tap water. And I told my roommate afterwards that I did one and I used tap water, but I felt great, like, upon rinsing out my sinuses. And then she was like, oh, like, you're really, like, not supposed to do that. So I had, like, Google searched it, and apparently, like, that's just common knowledge is that you're supposed to use, like, distilled water and not spring or, like, that other contaminated water because there's, like, amoebas and stuff that could kill you.
Correct.
See, I didn't know that, so that, I guess, was, like, my act of embarrassing Google search, but there was a series of embarrassing Google searches because I kept thinking my symptoms...
I don't give an F. These people are driving me insane. I'm sorry, Pony. I keep scaring the dog. I'm sorry, Pony.
There's only 3 minutes left.
Okay, then let's just decide who the winner is because this is exhausting. One more. Hi, you're on the radio. Please don't disappoint me.
All right, I'll be quick.
Oh, it's a man.
So I was going to a dermatologist appointment that I've been waiting
this
for.
This is
like
about Google searches!
And,
that was just Ted.
You didn't even give him a try.
I don't care, because this isn't about your dermatologist appointment.
It was a you didn't give him a chance.
No, and I think it was just Ted.
That's not nice.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, what's your embarrassing Google search?
Embarrassing story. So my wife is into investigating people on the internet.
Tell us
more. There was
a
guy that we were familiar with that worked at a coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
And in her Google search, she found out he was into wrestling. Further detail into her search. We are both into wrestling, which is embarrassing in itself.
No.
But then further with her investigation, she found out that he was a pedophile list.
He was what?
Sorry, he was what?
He was on the pedophile list.
Oh, that's not
and it was all relative to wrestling and with working with kids and stuff like that. But it was more like WWE wrestling.
I'm done.
Okay.
That is not an embarrassing Google search. That is just a bad Google result. Do people... I mean, Michelle, can you at least say that you're as annoyed as I am?
No, I'm not as annoyed as you
are. Are you annoyed at all?
A little bit.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10 being Michelle's most annoyance, where are you?
I'm only at, like, a 2.
Okay, because I'm at a freaking
yeah,
nine.
You're losing your goddamn mind.
I mean, it's just like, it's not that hard.
I don't know what happened. What are our choices?
Okay. We Heather with minute. The cat penis search. Melissa with the old roach she found, and then she ended up smoking mold. We've got Sharon with the star chart she Googled for Kenny Rogers. And then we've got Jan with the Google search where her privates were showing.
I like Jan, and I like the roach.
All right, Jan and Melissa, both of you are winners tonight. Email us your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. I'm disappointed in all the men who listen to this show. All of them.
This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Shameful.
We'll be back next week for another show. There's only four left.
Can I say what's next?
Yeah, go for it.
Up next is Billy Jam! We should do a show one day where they just give us the plot points and we piece the rest of the story together.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's funny.
You're
right?
A real Nancy Drew.
Hi, you're on the radio. Make it quick.
Yeah. We should do a show one day where they just give us the plot points and we piece the rest of the story together.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's funny.
You're
right?
A real Nancy Drew.
Hi, you're on the radio. Make it quick.
You're right? A real Nancy Drew.
I'm just forming
up. I got it today. Maybe I should be sober more often.
You're a real Nancy Drew. 4 minutes.
Hi, you're on the radio. Make it quick. Hi, you're on the radio.
4 minutes.
A friendly massage.
What?
A friendly massage.
Oh, wow. Friendly massage in a private area? Friendly massage in a private area? Friendly massage in a private area?
Nancy Drew.
I'm really on it today. Maybe I should be sober more often. All right, so then you have to decide between the pistachio chef and Sally, who was the only one. Sally, who was with the group of dudes who got poison over.
I'm picking pistachio.
911 call was made at 11:55 this morning about a body found unconscious and not breathing in a home in Tiburon. Emergency personnel arrived within minutes, declaring 63-year-old Robin Williams dead at 12:02 p.m.
I used to think the worst thing in life was to end up all alone. It's not. The worst thing in life is ending up with people who make you feel all alone. Do I perform sometimes in a manic style? Yes. Am I manic all the time? No. Do I get sad? Oh, yeah. Does it hit me hard? Oh, yeah.
This is ourselves under pressure.
So what do you want me to do? Want me to pretend under like pressure. Everything's all right? Put on a happy face, smile.
Too close. A little too close. There.
The fellow I got in here is the gentleman, the one and the only king of the airways, Adrian Cronauer.
Hey, Cronauer, say good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
What type of music do you like?
Yo, 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 what's up, party people? We in the place to be. Put the needle on the record. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to say rest in peace and rest in beats to Robin Williams. That's who you were hearing there right there. You know what I'm saying? We had this dope DJ Lazy Boy tribute.
He did it for this show. I'm just getting the beats going here. I hit a wrong button and I lost everything. But he did it for this show. And it's already 12 years ago since Robin Williams here in the Bay Area passed away, so sadly. I was checking out a documentary recently. That's what sort of made me think about him. Let me get the beat going here. There we go.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was DJ Lazy Boy from the Bay Area. He did it for this show. He did like original mix was about 8-9 minutes long. And then I played it. And then a couple of years later on the Marathon CD, I laced up that one.
Nice.
So also from the Bay Area, another DJ we had before that, right?
The Architect. Yeah, the Architect. You know, he's a real music man. You know, of course he's going to DJ. Yeah, he DJs and he makes the beats too.
And he started out with Homeless Derelicts back in the day. So he's definitely part of the fabric of the history, the legacy of Bay Area hip hop.
No doubt. That was Doctor Who by The Architect off his Stone's Throw Records album that came out this year, The Greatest Story Never Told. And then we started out the show with Shut Up Weirdo Remix Project, A Friendly Massage, Your Real Nancy Drew.
And they are back on the air today. You said you were checking out the show before, Mona, earlier, right?
Yeah, I listened to Mona before I...